Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Coming up this hour, Russell Westbrook in an altercation with a Jazz fan last night, leading to an ugly verbal spat. We will discuss and hear that audio coming up as part of Soundcheck in about 17 minutes from now. Also, it's a Trash Tuesday, so get your trashes in. Tweet at us, DA on CBS, to send us said trashes. We'll get to ours coming up in about 37 minutes from now. Also, you can call us up at 855-212-4227. There, you can deliver your Trash Tuesdays live. It's weird to say.
It's like weird.
It's weird to say Nick Foles signing with the Jaguars is underrated or under the radar because Foles is a Super Bowl MVP. He's a quarterback. He is the one notable quarterback that has changed venues, changed zip codes in free agency. And he might automatically, in one fell swoop, have made the Jaguars a contender again. And yet, with the money doled out to Landon Collins yesterday, making him the all-time highest-paid safety, or C.J. Mosley this morning, or Antonio Brown's trade a couple of days ago, I feel like the Nick Foles news is kind of under the radar. And I think the reason is, it's because we assumed he was going to go to Jacksonville. And so this was always assumed and presumed. Now that it's happened, there's no shock value to it. But this honestly might be the most important move of the NFL's offseason. Really, if you think about it. Antonio Brown is a great wide receiver. But I'm not convinced that the Raiders go from a 4-12 team to even 500 this year because of a wide receiver. I've yet to find the wide receiver that gives you four extra wins on the docket. And that's only to get the Raiders to 8-8. That won't even make the playoffs. The Jets have made some big moves, and I've liked the Jets' moves. But I can't tell you that the Jets are going to be better than the New England Patriots or the AFC East. I can't even tell you the Jets right now are a playoff team. There's been big moves. Washington spending all that money on Collins, but Washington is once again a quarterback-less adrift franchise without any real direction. They're not going to win the NFC East. The big moves that we've seen thus far have been for lesser teams. Now, the Jaguars were bad last year in a win-loss tally, but we know that the whole thing just kind of fell apart. Because early in the season, they had their mojo. They smashed the Patriots to smithereens. And then Bortles started playing poorly. And they didn't know what they could get out of Leonard Fournette. And the defense kind of had too much pressure put on its shoulders and started to melt down. And then the immaturity reared its ugly head. And the Jaguar season spiraled down the drain. But Nick Foles might fix all of that. And I hesitate to go too far on one player that doesn't that doesn't play on the defensive side of the football where the strength of the Jaguars is. But the Jaguars might, with this move, have become a top three or four team of the AFC right there. Just one move. Now, I realize the hesitancy to assume or expect Nick Foles to be Philly Nick Foles anywhere else. Look, maybe he was just a product of the perfect coach in Doug Peterson and the perfect offense and the perfect group of guys around him, and maybe you can never recreate Nick Foles Philly. Philly Nick Foles might never be recreated. You've graduated college. Senior year was awesome. You partied, you dated, you had fun, you smoked a little weed, you went out to the bars, you blew off class, and you're like, this was the best. And then 5 years later, you go back to college, you're like, this is going to be great. My buddies are going back to campus. Let's go back. Let's have a night out. Let's have a weekend there. Let's go catch a game. And you look around, you're like, this is not, that's, wait, where's the magic? It's fine, but it's not the same. And that might be Nick Foles. Philly Nick Foles might be senior year college. Might be senior year high school. You're like with all your friends you grew up with. You had this amazing boyfriend or girlfriend. You finally had freedom in your life. You were crushing all of your classes. You had the most amazing senior summer ever. And senior year high school is the best moment of your life. And then you went back for the 10-year reunion, and you're like, oh, this is, it's not nearly as fun. I remember it a different way. Maybe Nick Foles is senior in high school Nick Foles. But I'm just saying this. What derailed the Jaguars last year? Because the Jaguars came into the season as Super Bowl contenders and began the season beating the Giants and then walloping the New England Patriots. And we said, here they go again. The quarterback. Blake Bortles imploded. Blake Bortles was a nightmare. And there was too much pressure put on not having Leonard Fournette in there, having lost those wide receivers, and then put the pressure on the defense. And the defense wasn't mature enough, I think, or sturdy enough to keep it all together. But what happens if Nick Foles walks into that locker room and is the Nick Foles in Philadelphia? By that I mean settles the waters, comes in, executes the offense the way it's supposed to be executed. He's got John DeFilippo there, who was there in Philadelphia when he won the Super Bowl. They've got an expectation on offense, and here's Nick Foles. Because the best thing that the Eagles teammates and coaches loved about Nick Foles was with the offense, there was a game plan and he executed it. If you were where you were supposed to be, you were getting the football where it was supposed to be at the time you were supposed to be. He wasn't favoring one guy. He wasn't breaking out of script. He was executing the offense. And the defense had an expectation. Oh, okay. See, he's getting it done. We'll get it done. We're all on the same page. And when push comes to shove at the end of a game, he'll make the throw. We can trust him. And he's not taking any credit. He's got no ego. And he's passing around praise. If he does that in Jacksonville, it is a solution to almost every problem they have. Now, look, Leonard Fournette has to be a consistent running back. There's just, you can't get by unless you have some semblance of production from Leonard Fournette. But I think Nick Foles can save the Jaguars. I really do. I think he can save the Jaguars. And I understand why Philadelphia bet on Carson Wentz. Because, again, Philly Nick Foles might just be senior year college. It might have just been a moment in time. But, there's a distinct possibility Carson Wentz never wins a Super Bowl there and never has the type of good vibe, good feel that Foles had in those two playoff runs. You know, you get married, you have your wedding, and your wedding is this amazing group and gathering of people that you love in your life, and you as a groom or you as a bride looks absolutely beautiful. You've spent all this money on a dress or on a suit, on a haircut, on makeup, on jewelry, and you just look stunning and unbelievable and amazing, and all these people are around, and you go, this is the rest of my life. And then 10 years later, you look around and you go, the wedding's not quite the marriage. Well, maybe Nick Foles is wedding night, but maybe Nick Foles is everything that the Jaguars don't have. I love it. I love it. I love that the Jags got it done, and I love that he's got DeFilippo there. And if that team gets competent quarterbacking, they're once again a contender. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter, DA on CBS. Craig tweets, Jacksonville Nick Foles is going to be lit. Regards, Denver Case Keenum. He's better than Case Keenum, I promise you that. Jake tweets, I'm trashing every NFL team not named the Lions because they absolutely killed day one free agency. The only way from here is up. Hashtag one prize.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
Okay. What do we think about Matt Patricia collecting all the expatriates? I mean, Danny Amendola's washed up, right? I mean, he's not going to bring anything to the table.
He stinks. No chance. But I guess he's going to fill that Golden Tate that they lost last year, which won't come close to Golden Tate.
He's not Golden Tate.
Of course he's not.
And he won't play 12 games. I mean, he's probably more in like the 8 to 10 game range.
Is he active on Thanksgiving week 12?
I say no.
I'm going to go with no as well.
I say no. Trey Flowers, 5-year deal. Best pass rusher the Patriots had. That seems to be a good move, right?
Yeah, but is Trey Flowers as good as Chandler Jones was when he went to Arizona? My guess would be no.
So again, we're saying inflated value because it's the Pats, not going to be as productive anywhere else he goes.
For sure. Here's how you know a guy is worth it or not. Does Belichick make a serious consideration on bringing him back?
Does Belichick make a serious consideration on anybody, though?
Well, last year he tried to get Nate Solder back, and Solder left for other reasons involving his family in New York. And there was another player that's slipping my mind that he wanted back that ended up being okay. But he didn't even place a franchise tender or anything. He just wanted the third-round compensatory picks for Flowers, for Trent Brown. Come on.
He was happy to see Trent Brown go.
Get him out.
Go ahead. Myron tweets, DA, I'm trashing the DMV here in Miami. If I make an appointment, is for a reason, make it for that time. Don't make me wait an hour and waste my precious time. Hashtag trash him.
Hold your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Sounds like somebody knows how to take an appointment, but they don't know how to keep the appointment. Adriana tweets, I've got to add to the trashes. Oh, hang on. I got to get to the first Adriana tweet because it follows one up, I believe. No, now it's lost on my timeline. Sorry about that.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I believe Adriana is trashing people on flights, and she says, I'm trashing feet. Why on God's green earth would you take off your shoes so I'm all gagging the whole flight from the stench of your overpowering filth? Tiny plane, so disgusting. Hashtag get him out. Hashtag J Max gargle sound.
Let's face it, that's straight trash.
Get him out.
Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, you will be rewarded for your faith here in the DA show with Jody Mack. I am out the rest of the week. I'm heading down to spring training, going to Florida, getting some sun, getting some baseball in. I'm very excited. I need it. I need it in my bones. And I'm very excited that Jody Mack is in for me the next 3 days. It gives us such a wide berth for potential J-Mac sounds.
Excuse me.
There's so much space. It's not just one show. It's not two shows. It's three shows, more than half a week where we could get a potential MAC attack. And I know that because the crew I work with is the best crew in radio, they will have their antennae up. They'll be watching and waiting with bated breath if Jody Mac has any type of bodily sound.
A little tease. The PGP will be released later today. Bogus and I discussed this potential dilemma on Side B.
What's the dilemma?
I don't feel free to discuss this. I think you should listen to the PGP.
So you feel freer on the PGP than on the airwaves?
I do.
That's a safe zone.
It's a safe zone. I'm going to drive clicks to the PGP here. You're out the rest of the week. We need those downloads.
So there is a worry going into the next 3 days.
There is certainly cause for concern that gets addressed.
Cause for concern.
Towards the tail end of Side B. We also trash you for filming a Nomad on your honeymoon as well, but there's more to come.
Like I said, I believe the Bourbon Belle encouraged me to do this. Well, she did. I believe she did so because I think she wanted a free honeymoon video that I would spend hours filming and editing.
Oh, listen, she gets much credit on Side B. You're still a clown. But there's plenty that gets into it. Me and Bogus had a nice little Side B this morning, teamed.
Interesting. Okay. The Jody Mac attack hits your airwaves Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of this week when we come back here on the show. You see, this is where Bilotti gets me, because it's just a little hint of a Jody Mac attack. Just, it's very understated. And that gets me. It's just a little snit. Just a little gargle. When we come back, your best audio of the day, including Russell Westbrook yelling at the Jazz fan that has made some big news today that we talked about in hour number one. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Good value, big upside.
Morning, DA. How you doing? So I caught up on your Nomad show, and I really think it's excellent that you do that when you go to places. Me as a fan of your show, I now feel a little bit closer to you as a sportscaster, even as just an individual.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, brand new Nomad is available now. Released it the other day. That's my trip to Bermuda for my honeymoon, actually. Mraz and Bogus are killing me on this. But as I mentioned before, I was encouraged by the Bourbon Belle to actually film. And I just got around to editing it now. You know, wanted to drive up some drama surrounding the release of this one. But it was a lot of fun. Beautiful place. Pink sand beaches, but also the best fish sandwich that I've ever had. Thing's a monster.
Better than that one we see on a fast food restaurant commercial?
Yes, better than that one. Yes, slightly. And I also drove a moped for the first time and an electric car. So that's all part of this week's Nomad.
A moped?
Yeah.
You wear a helmet?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad. I can picture you with the knee pads, the elbow pads, the whole thing.
No knee pads. No elbow pads. No. No. By the way, the player of the week brought to you by Granger. Taking a look at the one who got it done this week. It's Lou Williams. The Clippers guard comes off the bench to lead the Clippers. 34 points. They're thumping of the Celtics. 140-115 last night. Yikes. 5 assists, 4 rebounds. Plus 28 when he was on the floor. Lou Williams passing Del Curry. Most points off the bench in NBA history all time. How about that? L.A. shooting nearly 62%. The third best game by field goal percentage since 2000. The player of the week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it. Granger.com. In my hands, I am holding bags of giant, strangely flavored potato chips. Lay's new slogan, tagline is turn up the flavor. And so coming up next hour on the show, 1 hour from now, we are taste testing Lay's wavy electric lime and sea salt. Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle. It's one way to describe this show, Flamin' Hot Dills.
Potatoes.
And then also, classic beer cheese. These all are in my hand.
You want to shake them around anymore? I mean, geez.
You're knocking the flavor crystals off those bad boys.
And you're going to get them all the crumbs. I want some full chips here.
I'm shaking. I'm not breaking.
What do you think happens when you shake? I shake, I break. You shake, you bake. You shake those, they're going to break.
No, they won't. No. They're sturdy. They're wavies. They're sturdy.
It's cheese on cheese on cheese.
That's coming up an hour from now. Let's get to your best audio of the day.
CBS. CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
Good old-fashioned Donnybrook last night between Serge Ibaka and Marquise Chris as punches were thrown and legit punches being thrown. Here is Cavs head coach Larry Drew.
I was actually watching the pass, and I knew the ball went out of bounds, and I was trying to get the referee's attention to make sure that we did get it back under our basket because nobody had touched it. Next thing I know, I saw that they were entangled, so I've got to go back and take a look at it and just see exactly what happened.
Were you surprised that Marquise was ejected as well?
Well, the referee said that both guys threw punches, and that's automatic ejection, you know. So, no, if that was the case, no, I was not surprised. But again, I have to take another look at it.
2019, there's very few players of the NBA that's willing to throw a punch. Very few. Either because of suspension, because it's been legislated out of the league, because it's such a no-no, you don't see it anymore. Guess who's one guy that doesn't mind throwing punches? Serge Ibaka. Serge Ibaka is the one guy in the NBA, perhaps, that has no qualms about getting in the middle of a Donnybrook. And last night, it was, not surprisingly, Serge Ibaka. I didn't mind it. I liked it. I had no problem with it. Charlie Casserly on the NFL Network with yet another insightful look at this year's free agent class. He's talking about Cole Beasley. And one of the reasons that he thinks Cole Beasley is undervalued here is because the Cowboys just haven't utilized him enough. Why? Because clearly they've targeted other players last season instead of Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley, I go with what we said earlier. Why don't you throw the guy the ball more? I tell you what, Dez Bryant, they threw the ball too much to him last year. Get Beasley more involved. I don't know why they can't do that.
So here's the only problem with Charlie Casserly's analysis there. Dez Bryant wasn't on the Cowboys last year. Remember, released in the offseason, didn't have a home, signed on to the Saints midway through the year, got injured immediately. Dez Bryant never had a ball thrown to him last year on the Cowboys. You know, Charlie Casserly is right now getting overexposed, and this is not a good place to be for elderly Charlie Casserly. I could just imagine him just shredding anything and everything, like his draft capsule on Lincoln's presidency. Bad leader, terrible timing, saw the wrong play, bad seat choice. Ulysses S. Grant of the Union troops didn't like his beard, thought it made him look out of touch with the kids of the 1800s. Stovepipe hat hurt his mobility. Like, no matter what, even things that you think can't be criticized, Charlie Casserly will find a way to criticize. He has crushed Josh Rosen, ripped to shreds Kyler Murray, now saying that Cole Beasley didn't get enough targets because of Dez Bryant, the ghost of Dez Bryant, I guess. And finally, here's Russell Westbrook yesterday, and perhaps the news of the day, getting into a verbal altercation with a Jazz fan in Salt Lake. So there is Russell Westbrook clapping back at a guy and saying, you know, let's go. I'll bleep you up. Let's go. And the fan himself who got into it, there was the video of Russell Westbrook yelling at this fan. And the fan in Salt Lake, this dude, sent the video to one of his friends that he said had social media influence. Apparently, it was posted by somebody from the Deseret News, so who covered the Jazz. So, clearly this fan wanted attention on Russell Westbrook. Okay, that's the first kind of weird thing. Secondly, he's happily interviewed by the TV station, and this is his rationale.
Like I said, initially I was like, oh, I'm talking with Westbrook, you know? I mean, the guy's one of the greats. But he's also classless. I don't care. He can threaten me all he wants. I was the one talking to him. But don't threaten a woman. She's 5 feet tall and 110 pounds, man. I mean, never said a word to him. Her first NBA game ever. Welcome to the NBA, Jen.
So this bozo, by the way, Shane Kiesel, suggests, man, I'm talking to Russell Westbrook. This is so cool. He's one of the greats. Yeah, because I'm sure that that was the whole temperament of that conversation. Man, this is just so cool. I'm talking to Russell Westbrook. He's one of the greats. This is why I don't believe anything that fan says. Last year, he tweeted, Westbrook is a piece of classless bleep. Somebody needs to kick his ass. Hashtag tool, hashtag poor loser. April 28th, 2018. This guy has a history of calling Russell Westbrook a classless piece of bleep. And that somebody needs to kick his ass. And I'm supposed to believe that this fan goes to this game and has a friendly conversation? Look, I wish that Russell Westbrook didn't engage. But I can't blame him for engaging if somebody is going to make crude or lewd or vicious comments. And this guy even admits that he's talking about Russell Westbrook and his knees. Now, Russell Westbrook interpreted that apparently as being on your knees, etc. This guy says that's not what he meant. Whatever the case is, fans today, because of social media, feel like they can throw haymakers, say whatever they want, and it doesn't matter because that is this invisible wall that's been put up between us and celebrities. And that's incorrect. Because you buy a ticket doesn't mean you get to engage in conversation with the fans. It doesn't mean you get to touch, with the players. It doesn't mean you get to touch the players. It doesn't mean you get to trip the players. It doesn't mean you can yell whatever you want at the players. That is not a God-given right to do whatever you want. And today in 2019, so many people believe, oh, I bought my ticket so I can say whatever I want. I've always said, booing is totally fine. Booing is harmless and totally fine. And good old-fashioned ribbing, fine. But let's face it, if it gets into vicious or crude or sexual or racist or ignorance, then that player has every right to clap back and say whatever he wants, because just because you are there doesn't mean you can say whatever you want without fear of repercussion. That dude is a loser. True, fake, tough guy. When we come back, Trash Tuesday, right around the corner, right around the bend. So send us your trashes at DA on CBS.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
No sweat pants at work zone.
We seem all over the map here with your priorities with Bogut.
You're taking unreasonable shots at his career aspirations.
This is a guy who would rather call a Blue Hens game than come and drink with us. That's a major problem.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
From that moment on, Bogut's career has gone to the next level. He has gotten more and more gigs, higher profile jobs, and landed the prestigious position of voice of Alliance Primetime. So through this all, Mraz vocalizing frustration with where Bogut was in his career has only helped elevate Bogut to the next level. And I would imagine, Bogut, you feel very thankful that Mraz was there to push you.
I mean, I do hesitate to use the term thank you because it began with a real vicious attack that I wasn't even here for.
Correct.
I'll remind everyone that I was on vacation sitting on the beach in New Jersey.
Right.
When the tweets and texts started coming in, who is this guy? What's going on? I mean, I didn't even have the chance to defend myself for the moment. He was just destroying me, plus misrepresenting me. Mm-hmm. I would obviously prefer to have been at one of your weddings, mm-hmm. but it might have been a possible conflict or something that I could not avoid.
You ended up coming to the second
right.
one.
Right. Everything worked out correctly. It was great. But yeah, I mean, since then, things have taken the turn in the right direction. Whether Sean is completely responsible for that, it remains to be seen. But
I think it's been seen.
Give him an extra chip or two today, just in case.
And you've got to feel good because you've always rooted for Bogus, but you just were grounded in reality, a hard reality that you feel maybe tough love, tough coaching, but worthy of the people that you really care for.
Damon, I've always believed in this philosophy. If you can really challenge somebody and let them know, look, not everything is pixie sticks and Dixieland. You know what I mean? You got
sure, yeah. The old adage. Yeah.
Sometimes things get tough, and it's just you need somebody to sit there shaking and go, do you realize what's going on here? And I did that for Bogus, and I'm very happy at his success since.
I'm glad to hear that.
Have you ever thought about doing that to yourself or no?
I got a Cinco de Mayo doing an overnight. Things are going well.
The game plan for success, sponsored by Napa, taking a look at a team and their plan for success, the Spurs, visiting the Mavericks tonight with the suddenly hot San Antonio Spurs, winners of five straight, looking to gain ground to the Kings, who are 4.5 games back of San Antonio for a playoff spot. San Antonio has made the postseason every year since Bill Clinton was president, amazingly. Their task of winning tonight could be made easier as Luka Doncic is questionable to play for the Mavericks. The Spurs defense got to key in on Jalen Brunson, the rookie, who has been given the responsibility of taking the big shots when Doncic is off the floor. Napa Auto Parts has the expertise and parts that you need to help you keep your car on the road, no matter how many miles it has. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. And, you know, without Luka Doncic, it's not all pixie sticks and Dixielands right now for the Dallas Mavericks. Let's get to your Trash Tuesday.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
Let's just clarify here. What did you just say to me in the break?
I said, which is it, rainbows and cookies? Is it fairy dust and something? Is something you say it's not all
lollipops arches, and rainbows?
Maybe lollipops. I was going to say arches and rainbow, lollipops and rainbows.
Arches.
And butterflies. Rainbows and butterflies.
I like arches and rainbows, like St. Louis Arch.
Yeah, it's a nice thing.
Arches over the Brooklyn Bridge, things
McDonald's
like that.
McDonald's arches.
Yeah, right. Personally, I like it's not all pixie sticks and Dixieland.
Those are two nice things.
All right, Mraz, lead us off. Who are you trashing?
Look, I'm sure this has been a trash, whether it's from listeners or from us before, but it needs to be reiterated. Enough with the conversations on the speakerphone in public places. Board a train ride home yesterday, as we usually do, the commuters and myself. Typical, everybody just keeps quiet, headphones in, earplugs in, everybody shuts their eyes, does their own thing, watches TV. And this woman gets on at the next stop after leaving Manhattan, and she proceeds to have an open phone conversation on speaker. And by the way, she was speaking Spanish, and there were six other people on the line. It was like she was having a full teleconference.
You could tell back. How many people were on the line?
There were, me and a guy was sitting next to her. We started counting on our hand because the conversation went on for a half an hour.
Oh, my God.
And it started with a lot of people looking around getting agitated, but everybody was very afraid to say something. Number one, you know, we weren't sure if she'd fully grasp what was going on. Number two, it was just like, hey, lady, like, is somebody else going to get mad that we're telling this lady to hang up the phone? Full-blown, half an hour, ruined everybody's nap. Speaker conversation with, you know, a family of six. I don't know what was going on there.
Was there a dirty look?
Many dirty looks, and she just wouldn't get off her phone.
So she never received the dirty look.
No.
No eye contact.
No eye contact, but how are you not self-aware that that's not okay?
Pretty
how
crazy.
In 2019 do you understand it's not okay? First of all, you shouldn't be speaking on a phone anyway on a train. That's a big no-no. But you throw in the speakerphone to boot where everybody can hear what's going on. She ruined a lot of people's day yesterday. Get her out.
Yeah, trash
Hold
her.
Your nose. That's some smelly rubbish.
Get him out.
It's even worse when you understand the language. Because when you hear the conversation people are having, you can't help but pay attention. You're like,
right.
Oh, okay, so they're going to have that for dinner. Oh, that happened to her sister. Oh, it's just the worst.
Right, but then my antenna is up. I'm understanding one every 10 words there. And I'm like, okay, I think they said something about chicken later, but I don't know what's going on.
You heard Pollo and you
Pollo
were
Pollo was definitely set.
All in.
All in.
Okay.
How does pixie sticks in Dixieland translate into Spanish?
I don't know. You know.
Pete the Body Bilotti, who are you trashing?
Well, keep with the train theme.
Okay.
I'm getting tired of people. This has happened twice to me in the last week. People standing in front of the auxiliary boards in a train station right in front of the track assignments.
Okay.
So when you're standing there and you're waiting to get on the train and go home and deal with the speakerphone caller, you cannot find which track your train is on, because this guy or girl is standing in front of the train assignments, not knowing they're standing there, and they're just looking around, they're talking on the phone, they're having a good time, and I can't figure out where I'm going home. Get them out.
Taking out the trash.
Get them out, Bogus. Any problems with Blotti's
trash? Not even a little bit, no.
Okay, good.
That was a good one.
Because oftentimes you have some type of zinger.
Yeah, no. That was great job, Pete.
Thank you.
Sorry about that person, man or woman.
Okay.
Get him out.
Andrew Bogus, or you trash
it? I've got two doses of disrespect, not from Sean, but from other colleagues here that I've had to deal with recently.
Ah.
Twice now in the last, I don't know, month, 6 weeks, there has been an invitation, one from our esteemed colleague Evan Roberts on WFAN, another from Greg Giannotti, used to be here on this network, now at WFAN, where they had tickets to events. Evan was a Nets game. Gio is Yankees home opener. And both of them went around the room inviting folks to go to these different events.
Ooh.
Maybe Mike Bisseglia can go. How about you, Billy Giacalone? Sean, what are you doing? And never once did either one of these guys swing around to little old me sitting right there and say, hey, do you want to come to this awesome event?
Uh-huh.
Evan did at some point go, blah, 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 and blah, 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 can't go. Then maybe Bogus, you'd be in. So whoa. I was like seventh string invite. You say I'm a nice guy. I thought I was a nice guy. My mom likes me. My wife likes me. Maybe I'm not, because this, again, is people just completely ignoring me and not wanting to have fun with me.
Okay, trash them.
Let's face it. That's straight trash.
Get him out.
Mraz, you're pretty good at assessing newsroom conflict and situations. Why do you think that Bogus has been passed over for multiple outings?
Look, I think people look at Bogus as a grounded father of two and just assume he has no social life and therefore won't attend certain events.
Interesting.
I think that's the assumption. I think people look at me and say, this guy just looks like he has sauce hanging off his face at
got
every
nothing
turn.
Nothing going on.
Nothing going on, and I'm sure he's available. I think Bogus looks unavailable.
Like, he looks unavailable.
Not that people wouldn't have a good time, but he just looks like somebody who's always got something going on.
Okay, so he doesn't look unfun.
No,
he doesn't look unfriendly.
He looks like a waste of an invitation because the answer is probably going to be, I have something going on.
Interesting. Do you think anybody looks at Bogus as a narc? Perhaps they're going to go out and have fun and Bogus would tell on them.
No, I actually don't think he looks like a narc. I really don't. I think they just think it's a waste of their breath because Bogus is going to say no.
See, and that's far from the truth. I want to go out and have fun and have no one tell what the fun we had was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want the secrets to be kept.
And you want any excuse to leave the house.
I mean, not any excuse, but I want to hang out with these guys. I want to go to a baseball game in the sun, have a couple of beers in the fancy WFAN seats. I want to go to the Nets game in the fancy Evan Roberts suite. Like, I want to be included. I want to be one of the guys.
Hmm.
All I got is Pete's first bachelor party.
Look, I can only do reputation repair for you on one avenue with your career. Let me worry about going to
I didn't think I needed that with Gio, and Gio's talking over my head to you about a Yankee Stadium. And I know I'm not a Yankee fan, but we're buddies. We could all hang out and watch a game together.
I'll get you a foam finger.
No, thank you.
Real lack of respect there. I am trashing the people that waste your time in business meetings. I had a meeting, not with programming, okay? Another department here at Entercom/CBS. And I'm telling you, we spent 15 minutes talking about nonsense. I mean, just, oh, those shoes? I've got those shoes as well. Oh, yeah, how was this the other day? Did that ever work out? Oh, where are you living now? Oh, yeah, I know that neighborhood. And I'm just like staring bullets, staring daggers, laser beams into these people, kind of like Mraz on the train with this lady on the phone. Going, you're just wasting our time. And I think this might happen with people that are employed to have meetings. You know, we here that are on programming, we are employed to get this show on the air. At 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific, we must be in our seats ready to broadcast a show. And at 9, we must be prepared to do the job. These other people got 8-hour shifts and they got nothing to do besides fill up their day with meetings. So they're like, the longer I'm in this meeting, the sooner it is that I get out of my day, eventually. I got nothing to do but meetings. So all they do is waste time. At one point, I had said nothing for 15 minutes, looking very disgruntled. I looked like Larry David, just sitting there wondering when all this was going to pass. Finally, one of them comes around to me and says, boy, D.A., you must be very frustrated right now. And I'm like, can we just get to the meeting here? We're not talking about what we're supposed to be talking about. Let's get to the meeting. Let's move on. But people love to waste time in corporate America. Quit wasting our time.
Splash Brothers, more like the Trash Brothers.
Get them out.
Get them out.
Bogus, I feel like you're about to say something.
Get him out. I have a lot on this topic because as we're leaving here, most, or at least, you know, settling in the morning, we've been here for 5 hours. Folks are just coming in, all willy-nilly, setting up their day with all this time to kill. And we're constantly running around here at God knows what hour. And it makes me, I'm jealous of their freedom to sleep in and to show up and do whatever they want for 8 hours, then go home.
If you're in a production business, you're a delivery guy, you're a cook. Okay, you've got to be on a certain post at a certain time, and you are in a production business. You get all these people above you that don't have to be anywhere at any time, but they just have to blow through 8 hours a day and figure out ways to do it. They're just a leech on time. Get real. We got production to do. Delivery Guy Nation, chefs, cooks, I know your pain.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.